can hear you come in. You came in very quietly. How are you? It's lovely to see you. Good. You do look familiar. I thought so. You've been a member for quite a while, haven't you? Okay. So let me power up my system. I shall have a look for you. You can. That's what we're here for. You can borrow as many books as you like. Right. So, what is your surname, please? Okay. Yes. And your first name? I think you're here. Could you confirm your postcode, please? Yes, that's you. Alright. Ah, yes. It's been quite a while. So, since you were here last time, we have actually updated our system. So, if it's okay with you, I'm going to give you a form to fill in. So this is just your basic information, your name, address, date of birth, and we obviously have most of this, if not all of it, but in the changeover to the new system, some little bits of information could have been lost or altered, so we just want to make sure that the record we have for you is all correct. Okay, so that's alright, just fill in that for me. And then we have a section here for your interests. This is really helpful for us. There's fiction and non-fiction. If you could just circle your interests for us, then we just have a really good idea of what kind of books our members really, really like. Okay? Right, so I've got a pen for you. I'm going to just hand this to you. You're filling that in. I'm going to answer the phone. Is that all right? Okay. Right. Hello, Whispers Library. Oh, hello, Malcolm. How are you? Oh, it's lovely to hear your voice. I know. It's been a while. Oh, I do miss you. Haven't been in for how long? What, a week? Oh, I'm sure you have. Yeah. Yes, of course I can do that. Do you want to just tell me the titles and I will look them up for you? Yeah, okay. Right, so Fire Away. Sorry, what was that? Oh. Okay. How to do more this time. Okay. That sounds interesting. Alright, let me see if we've got it. Yes, we have. We have, and we have one just here. Okay. Reserve it for you. Okay. Welcome. Right. Okay. Okay, that's reserved anymore? Of course. Yes. Oh, no. Yes, you have a look. Don't worry, take your time. I can hear your phone ringing, actually. Oh, it stopped. No, no, don't worry. Okay. Fine. And, yes, the next one? Okay. Too many jobs. Not enough hands. Okay. I've not seen that one before. Is it good? Sounds interesting. I could do with reading that one, actually. Oh, you've seen it. You've seen it here. Oh, okay. Too many cooks. Too many. Okay. Yes, I can see it. Now it's here. Yes, I can reserve that one as well. Okay, let me just jot the number. I'll go and fetch it actually and bring it over. Okay. Yes, I'll do that later. What time can you come in? Alright. No, that's fine, I'll still be here. Yes, yes, I'm doing extra days now. I know. Just like you, eh? Oh, no. Sure, yes, I'll be there. I'll be here. Okay. Well, those are reserved on the system, so don't worry. If anything comes up and you can't make it, don't worry. They're reserved on the system, and I shall grab them as well and pop them under the desk. Okay? Yes, no worries. Alright. Lovely, lovely to hear from you. You take care. Yes. I know, I know. You do look after yourself though, okay? Alright. Alright, I'll see you soon. See you soon. Take care. Right. All done. Good. Lovely. Let's see. That's good. I think that looked right on the system, but I will just double check. Okay, 12, Peaceful Lane, Whisper Wood, Tinkleville, perfect, and one, okay, lovely. Right, and I've just added in your preferences there, so we have Fantasy, Adventure, Romance, Historical Fiction, Children's Good, okay, and Memoir. Art, personal development, correct, that's in there, and health, how to, gardening, and sounds good. Right, so let me put this down out of the way. Okay, so the maximum is 3 today, but you can obviously bring them back whenever and exchange them for more. When you come again, you can take away more. Yes, and you can take them for a few weeks as well. It's up to you. Okay. I'm just adding on a couple more things onto your record. Just to give you the maximum allowance. Okay. Yes, because it's been a while, you're kind of starting off as a new member, so it's just 3 again for the first time. Okay. It's pretty good though. Okay. So, what would you like to take away today? Is there anything you're interested in particularly? Something about trees near here. Let's see. Gardening. This is nice. It's a new one. It's the Book of the British Countryside. Yes. Shall I be having a look at that later? There'll be some information about trees in there, but I did see something else. Was a little more specific. Hang on. We obviously have plenty further into the library, but these are the newer books. They just come in, so I'm just processing them. Now let's see. Here it is. Trees of Britain and Europe by Bob Gibbons. Let's see. It's a very good reference book with lots of information about the different trees and identification by the leaves. And sections are very nicely laid out, lots of illustrations and also pictures, which is very useful. Let's see, looks quite comprehensive. I did have a little flick through when I first saw it. Broadleafed trees. So is this kind of thing you're thinking about? Yeah, okay, a reference book. There's a lot of information in here. Oh, we do have some beautiful walks around here, don't we? We're very, very lucky. I know. That would be the perfect size as well to take with you, and you can identify the trees in the woods nearby. Sure, why not? It's a good idea. Just checking. Yes. Some beautiful pictures as well. There's a maple there. Oh yes, there's quite a large section on oak trees. We have some beautiful oak trees nearby, don't we? I know, very old. 76. So you could sit under a local oak tree and read all about it. Okay, is this good? Alright. Yes, see how you get on with it. And when you come back, you can have a look further into the library for others as well. But this looks like a really good taster. Okay, and what is it? What else did you say? Okay, let's see, this is the one, this is the best one. Well, for you, see. I'm sure it's that one. There's no others. Okay. This is pretty good as well. I was reading it before. It has lots of information about detoxification and stress reduction. Reading about the lymph drainage, so interesting. And there was a really interesting section about garlic as well, which I find fascinating. making an oil of garlic and a herbal steam bath for decongestion and strengthening the lungs. Perhaps you could take that one as well. A little bonus. I know you're not supposed to, but you can. Do you want to? Right, so back to what you actually asked for. Okay, so this one here is the best one I think we have for essential oils. It's quite an old book. I actually have a copy of this myself and find it really interesting for reference. It's called The Fragrant Pharmacy: A Complete Guide to Aromatherapy and Essential Oils, and it's by Valerie Ann Warwood. Okay. The Fragrant Pharmacy opens the way to a whole world of fresh possibilities. It is a new approach to nature through one of its most powerful forms, those fragrant essential oils. Drawn from flowers and grasses, trees and roots, leaves and fruit, that remain the great untapped resources of our planet. The Fragrant Pharmacy shows how each essential oil can offer many diverse benefits, one of the most holistic of all systems of medicine. The oils can alleviate symptoms, prevent many illnesses and disorders, and help in their healing process. Okay. And flick through. There's so much in here. There's basically a blend for everything. Blend for stress, for burnouts, for treating injury, blends for your hot tub, beauty blends. It's really interesting. Hair care blends as well. So, is that a good one? I think you'll enjoy that one. Now, this is the book. I think you will really, really get a lot of good information from regarding herbal remedies. I would definitely go for this book. Again, I have a copy of this myself and it's really, really interesting. Handy as well to have beside your bed, just to flick through different sections before bed. It's a very good reference book with lots of short, very, very interesting sections. So you can just pick it up and have a little read every now and again, learn something new. Is there any particular information you were looking for at all? Oh, okay. Right. Well, let me see if I can show you something which I found particularly interesting. Here it is. I was reading recently about dandelions and their health properties, which is so fascinating. There's a lot here on the dandelion, and I actually bought some dandelion tea and I've been really enjoying it. Years ago I used to drink dandelion coffee and I don't know why I stopped, because I used to really like the taste as well. But this sort of reminded me and Yes, I should be incorporating it again into my diet. So, there's information about bone health and controlling blood sugar. Prevents iron deficiency, hypertension, boosts the immune system, which I've read quite a lot about. Dandelion boosts the immune system and helps fight off microbial and fungal agents. It's good for breastfeeding and fights inflammation. It tells you how to harvest as well, and you can grow, and helps you to learn how to make your own tea. Obviously, identification as well. Digestion. Fresh dandelion juice applied to the skin helps wounds heal and fights the bacteria. Dandelion sap, sometimes called dandelion milk, is useful to treat itch ears, ringworm, eczema. Apply dandelion sap directly to the affected skin. And dandelion tea can be used as a wash on the skin to help healing as well. So it's all very interesting, isn't it? And what else did I see? That's a very good, good reference section here as well. Here it is. It explains how to make your own salve and your tinctures and extracts as well. So if you want to get creative in the kitchen, you can do so with your herbs, medicinal syrups, distillation. So, all in all, just a really good reference book, and there's a good section here on ashwagandha as well. Reduces cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone implicated in controlling blood sugar levels and fat storage in the abdomen. Studies show that ashwagandha helps significantly reduce cortisol levels in chronically stressed adults. Yes, and I've been reading that elsewhere too, so interesting information there. So it explains how you can identify ashwagandha. It has medicinal uses. Helps with memory, balances blood glucose levels, combats stress. So yes, good idea. I think you'll enjoy those. I won't read the whole thing to you because you have to discover it for yourself. Process these for you, and then you can take them. All right. So. There's a number on it. that's on your record. This will take hold. Jeez, yes, that's on your record now. This now. Yes, I actually think it's a bit of a silly rule to have you down as a new member again when you've been a member for so long. So I'm sometimes ignoring it. Called A Woman's Herbal by Kitty Campion. How to use herbs for head to toe beauty, body detoxification, stress reduction, overcoming illness, and aging gracefully. Sounds good. Woman's Herbal is the complete guide to herbs and their uses. Today, good health and a fit, glowing and active body have never been more important. With our dependence on drugs, chemicals and additives, it is sometimes easy to forget that herbs have played an important part in our health for centuries. Okay. Published in by the Millennium, London. EB Press, Random House. First published in 1992, so it's been around a while. is the section about lymph massage and lymph drainage. It's really interesting. And, cleansing vital organs, elimination, the lymphatic system, exercise, skin brushing, and facial massage. Interesting information about the lungs. Diet for cleansing the lungs as well. And this, assign this a number. Yeah. So we have a woman's herbal, the fragrant pharmacy, trees of Britain and Europe, and the lost book of herbal remedies. So we got a nice mix of natural health and information about your environment. Lovely. Lots of feel-good books there. Okay, send those to you. Okay, okay. You got them. Okay. Lovely. So, it's very, very good to see you. I hope to see you again very soon, but do take your time reading them. Don't rush back. And, you know, if you read one of them and want to bring it back and exchange it for another and still keep the others, that's fine as well. You know. Alright, let me just make sure. So I've secured everything on your account. Yes. Good. Lovely. So you're all up to date and ready to go. I'll see you soon. Alright, yes, I'm in quite a lot now, so next time you come, it'll probably be me. Alright, well, you take care. It's really good to see you. Lots of love.